Hey. Hey. I could never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. You pussies can't get booked outside America for now. I'm out of Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker y'all depend on. Backstage in my city, it was friend zone. You won't ever take no chain off of us. How what? The fuck you bitch stepping with a size seven man's
not
on?
A seven?
It's a bark with a bite, nigga, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby, hope for red, you been shook up. The top told you drop it, give me 50 likes or push up. Oh. Your last one brick, you really not on shit. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see me lit. Pull your contract cause we gotta see the split. The way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. You better do that motherfucking show inside the bitty. Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it litty. Then we need a verse for the Swifties. Top stage drop, you better drop
it with 50.
Pipsqueak pipe down, you ain't in no big three. Scissor got you wiped down, Travis got you wiped down, Savage got you wiped down. Like your label, boy, you in a scope right now. And you gon' feel the aftermath of what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to add this talk, put your ass, I had to hike down. Big different swing, mic then and mic now. What the fuck is this, a 20B1, nigga? What's a prince to a king? He a son, nigga. Get more love in a city that you fun, nigga. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga.
Make some drums. I don't want to hear anything from you. Make them drums and go sit down and shut up. Big boy time. It's time. Sorry. I apologize. Sorry, not sorry. Welcome to episode 9 of On The Low Podcast. It's your boy Low. My boy dropped. So, you know, I had to. Kendrick is day 4. Ain't nothing in sight. Hey. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm hype enough. Because my damn team is done. They're done. Hype isn't the word. I'm lit. I don't know what to call it. Warriors versus the Kings last night. And we're going to get to the Lakers and the Pelicans too. Warriors and the Kings last night, play-in game. When I tell you, I've been a Warriors fan for a minute. I've been a Warriors fan for a minute. I have not been that disappointed in that team. That might be the most disappointing I've been in the Warriors since being a fan. Curry had no help. Klay didn't make one shot the entire game. I wish I was exaggerating when I said this man didn't put up anything. You couldn't even get to the free throw line and make a bucket. This is not going to be a I hate Klay episode. Not going to be that. But this is what I am going to say. If Klay wants a max deal or anything close to a max deal this offseason, let him walk. I am done. I cannot do it anymore. I cannot do it. I've been defending Klay. I've been defending all the wash jokes, put him in the wash. I've been defending Klay since the injury, really. How can you call the man washed? We just won a championship. He was putting up such and such the year after. He almost averaged 20 a game. It's over now. I have no excuses left. I wish I could give you something. I have nothing. I love Klay. This isn't coming from hate. I've loved Klay from the beginning. Klay is one of the best shooters to ever touch a basketball in history of the game. I have him top 5. He is my number 2 or 3. He's my 2 or 3. We already know who won, obviously. Hall of Famer, obviously. It's time, though. If Klay is not willing to come off the bench consistently all season and take a pay, you are not getting, we are not doing 20 mil even a year. 10 to 15 is a good sweet spot. And that is pushing it. Elimination game. Win or go home. I get zero. Klay used to be known strictly for elimination games. Game 6, Klay. Game 7, Klay. I've been spoiled over the years. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's me. I've been spoiled. I've been spoiled. What up? What goes up must come down. I understand that. I truly understand that. And I'm not expecting Klay to be this godlike figure, figuratively, in the basketball world, especially when it comes to shooting threes. I'm not expecting him to be this elite player his whole career and retire at the top. Obviously, it's going to have to come down. Just like I know sooner or later, Curry is going to come down. Hopefully, it's more later than sooner. It doesn't look like he's slowing down any. Doesn't have any help. Draymond wasn't horrible. I'm not. I have a little bit to say about Draymond too, but I'm on Klay right now. I'm gonna stay focused. If he wants anything over $15 million a year, let him walk. And I don't want to hear a thing about it. And I would not bat an eye. I would not lose any sleep. He needs to be gone. I hear people. Stephen A. was on First Take earlier today talking about what LeBron could do with Klay. Nobody can do anything with a 3-and-D player who cannot play D anymore and cannot shoot the three. Now, I'm not about to use one game and say Klay can't shoot threes no more. No, I am not doing that. Don't know what his percentage was throughout the year. I know it was probably over 35%. That's just taking a wild guess. Don't think he's ever been up under that. Not saying Klay cannot shoot a spot up three. I went to go see Klay in person. Had a good game against the Mavericks. We cannot have this type of game in an elimination game. It's one game. I'm not going to try to throw it. It's the lasting image I have of you in my head. Because you're going into free agency. Going into free agency, we would have had a different conversation if this man would have put up 30, 7 threes. Different conversation right now. Oh, Klay. I'm still not voting for Max, but 20 mil not looking so bad. The last recency bias. I understand recency bias. 0-for-10. Now, if you're not making a three, we have to do something. I'm not gonna sit here and act like I know everything about shooting. Klay has forgotten more things than most of us could ever even learn about shooting. But one thing I do know, they teach you this from pre-K up. Yes, you have to see the ball go in the rim, especially real shooters. If you're starting off cold, if you're cold, let's get some layups. Let's get a drive, maybe draw a foul. Let's see the ball go in the rim somehow. You can't tell me. I watched the game. You cannot tell me we didn't have layup opportunities. We didn't have pump fakes, put the ball down, shoot a mid-range opportunities. We had opportunities to get better looks. We had opportunities to get to the hole. I understand it's not the same Klay as Duncan, and this is not the same Klay. Post-injury Klay is not the same. I understand. You have to put the ball on the ground a little bit more when you're cold. If you hot, take three dribbles and score 60 points. Do it. I have no problems with you. I'm going to leave you alone. You 0-for-10. Put that ball on the ground. Get to the hole. shoot a mid range, you take one dribble and get close to the goal. Give me something. If you have to see the ball go in the rim, you didn't make one shot, and you expect to get a max deal. I'm not saying he said this. That I've heard rumors. Obviously, we know half the stuff we hear is made up. Unless it comes out of Clay's mouth, I'm not gonna make it law. So I'm not saying that. Do I think, from my experience of Clay, will he take a pay cut to stay with the Warriors? I think he would. Now, 10 to 15 million a year pay cut? I don't know. Clay has made a lot of money since he's been in the league. They gave him 160 post-injury. I mean, that gotta count for something. I understand we need to be faithful. I love how loyal they are, the Warriors. I love how loyal we are to Curry, to Draymond, and to Klay, sometimes to a fault. But at some point, enough is enough. We cannot ruin our future. Well, we have already possibly ruined our future for our big three. I'm not gonna go that. I mean, I really nothing else to say about Clay. We 10 to 15. That's your sweet spot. And maybe that might be even a little bit too much. Like, Clay, elimination game against the Kings, no points. This is what we traded Poole for. Now, what I was saying with ruining our future for the big three, Curry, perfect superstar, haven't pushed anybody away, hasn't caused any controversy, nothing but great things to say about him. Draymond Green. Now, Draymond, don't know how he's been playing as of late. I have been forcing myself to even watch a little bit of the Warriors. The basketball is just so bad. They've been playing well the second half after the All-Star break. They started off hot in the first half of the season. It's just maybe not the basketball is bad. It's not a good. That's a bad critique. I'm not used to this. 10th. I'm not used to this. I'm still a fan. I'm a ride or die. I'm here with you. I was here for the triumph. I'm going to be here at the bottom on the valley. I'm going to be here no matter what. We was at the top of the mountain. Now we back down. I'm here. I'm not going to bandwagon. I'm not going to jump somewhere else. I am here for the long haul. Longest Curry here. Draymond Green. KD. It was first KD. Ran him off. KD said so himself. It had the whole reason he left was not because of Draymond. That was a part of it. He said this. What Draymond did and how they try to just kind of brush under the rug and not really have a group conversation about it, a little powwow about it, that rubbed him the wrong way, which I understood. And then now, last year, we have the Poole situation. Now, I know none of you know because I not a lot of people watch me yet. I have been very adamant about my hate for that whole situation, my disappointment, my sadness. Draymond Green ruined the future of the Warriors. Unless we luck up in this year's draft or next year's, we could luck up somebody surprisingly cold. We have a chance, obviously, to get the number one pick. Small chance, but a chance. Crazier things have happened. unless we get some good young talent or Kuminga develops into something crazy this summer, or we get somebody like a Paul George, somebody of that caliber, we are done. And our future, foreseeable future, is done as well. And when I say future, the next 5-6 years. Like I said, we could luck up on one of these high draft picks 1 year, and Curry still playing like Curry, we could be right in the thick of it. We just need Curry playing like he's playing. Get him another star / superstar. Preferably superstar, obviously, but I'll settle for a star. A star that can give you 22, 23 a game. Something like that. Preferably at a bigger size, 6'9 and above, 6'8 and above, around that range. Draymond playing like Draymond. He's been playing good defense. Saw some lapses last night. Everybody has him. He's been playing good defensively. He usually does. I don't see why that wouldn't continue. But if that doesn't happen, we are done. The dynasty's already over. We traded Poole for a 39, 40-year-old CP3. I'm not trying to bring CP3 into this. He does not need any slander. I have no hate towards that man. He is just happens to be who we traded Poole for. Why did we trade Poole? Was it because of play? We did not trade Poole because he was not playing well with us. Off the bench, 20 points a game. I understand how he played this year, 17 points a game. Did not play well this year. Played better the second half of the season after the All-Star break. Did not have a good year. Even so, I believe with the Warriors, that would be a different story. And we would finally, right now, or this year, Klay went to the damn bench. Poole is right there. It's right there. If you don't believe it for yourself, look up the stats on the Warriors when Poole was playing without Curry and when he was playing with Curry in the starting lineup. These dudes complement each other. Obviously, defense is a liability. That's why we got Draymond. That's why we needed to invest in a big. I love Looney. We need to invest in a more athletic big. Looney's like 6'9", barely, maybe 6'10", maybe. Invest in a big, a versatile big. It would be great if he could score. If not, great defensively. Have Draymond at the power forward already. That's Defensive Player of the Year candidate all consistently. You got Wiggs. That's 3-and-D. Who can put the ball on the ground? Has been a little inconsistent as of late. Love Wiggins, though. And then we would have had Poole. Then we would have had Curry. Now, that lineup to me, with Klay coming off the bench, and then, to be honest, you could have probably still got CP3 for the low. They was giving them away like candy on Halloween. You could have still got them if you really wanted that to lead to a second unit. You could have easily got him. We could have possibly got him for Modi. CP3. That's an imaginary world. CP3, Klay coming off your bench. We got Looney coming off your bench. We got Moody coming off your bench. And then we have Kuminga coming off your bench. And then we have a big who is above 6'10". Athletic, good shot blocker, good rim protector, good rebounder. Rim protect, rebound, run. Rim protect, rebound, run. We can find an athletic center like that. We didn't do anything this offseason. Rim protect, athleticism, run. We good with the backdoor lob. We catch a lob, catch a rebound, block a shot. Above 6'10". 6'10" or above. Power forward, Draymond. We know what that is. Small forward, Wiggins. We know what that is. Or if you want to start Kuminga because he's been playing well, do that. Wiggins come off the bench. I don't care. Pull Curry. That team can win a championship or at least possibly contend. We would at least be in the playoffs. Past the first round, we will beat the Kings. But why can't we do that? Because Draymond can't keep his damn hands to himself. God damn. Shut the hell up and keep your hands to yourself. Is it that hard to not hit your teammates? Is it that hard not to cuss out your teammates? Your teammates, hit the other team. I don't care. Slap people. Knee people. Do kick people. Do all the stuff you be doing. But can we just keep that away from our teammates? I don't even trust if we do get a star or a superstar, he won't do it to them. He's running everybody off. We are done. It is over. Looking at the team we had last night, I saw some people, I didn't even know their names. Who are these people? Our starting center last night, I couldn't tell you his name right now. Who is this man? Harlow. Who is this man? Who is this man? Who is this man? I don't know who this man is. Throwing lobs, can't catch. Average defender. This is why we didn't do anything. If we're just gonna give up, let's put out some type of notice before the season. Well, maybe they did. Maybe they did. Maybe this is my fault. Maybe this is my fault. They did not do a damn thing this offseason, and maybe that was their way of saying, this ain't the year. We not about to, Let's trade away Poole. At the time, potential star at that time. Potential star. Trade away a potential star for nothing. We gave him to the Wizards for absolutely nothing. We could have got CP3 for a bag of fucking chips. We gave him away for nothing. Because Draymond can't keep his damn hands to himself. I understand. I give people grace. I understand. We are real people. The NBA players are real people. Real lives, real wives, real kids, real brothers, real mothers. These people, this basketball is not their whole life. And it should not be. And I'm glad you have a life. Draymond is too old at this point. This is some young nigga shit. Draymond is too old at this point to still be putting hands on people because of a problem that's unrelated to them. Now, I'm not gonna do a whole recap of the situation. We all know what happened, but I know Poole said some slick stuff. That's consistent to him. I've known him to say slick stuff. He's been saying wild stuff before he was even considered decent. He was talking to Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard on a podcast talking about how he was talking crazy from the bench. Wasn't even playing. Same guy. Said some slick stuff talking about, I know Draymond came out later talking about some stuff you just can't say and all that. Unless this man said something about your mother or your father or a dead relative, your grandmother, your kids, your wife. There was no reason to put your hands on him. He could have called you the B word. He could have said all types of stuff. Unless he talked about your wife, kids, relatives, mother, father, sister, brother, whatever, somebody's illness, something of that nature, there is no reason to put your hands on your teammate. And you didn't even have a reason to cuss out KD. You just did that because you saw stuff in the news. Oh, you leaving next year. We going to win without you. Da, da, da. Did we win without him? Yes. We would have had at least two more with KD if you would have just shut your goddamn mouth up. Just help me out a little bit. I am a diehard Warriors fan. Just help me out a little bit. I'm begging you. Just shut up. In the future, to your teammates. To your teammates. I'm not for telling a grown man to shut up. My bad. But it's not really my bad. Don't cuss your teammates out to the point where they want to leave the team. Especially your star players or budding star players. Don't put your hands on your teammates. Is that a hard concept? Especially above over 30? Is that a hard concept? Keep your hands to yourself. And now look at us. Losing to the Kings in a play-in at the 10th seed. What is going on? Are we that down bad? I wonder why. Shocking to me. I wonder why, how we made it to this point. Shit, even if KD did leave, if that didn't happen, there could be a possibility where he might slide in later on. Join Curry again. No matter when they join forces, that would be unstoppable. Curry and KD, that is the end of the season. Book it. But can that happen now? Would you join the team with Draymond on there? The answer is no. No. The answer is no. You have screwed and pissed away our whole future. Unless I already gave you the scenarios where we could save it. But for right now, it's not looking too damn great. It's not looking too good. And that game last night was it was disgusting to watch as a Warriors fan. What the hell was that? What am I watching? This is against the Kings. What's going on? If I see these niggas go under a pick one more time on one of the best three-point shooters in the NBA. Defense. Average, below average. Offense. I already told you, Klay 0-10. Dre had a decent game for him. Above average game for him. Speaking offensively. Kuminga, what, 12, 15? Curry don't have no help. I don't even care about the stats. I didn't even want to look up the stats before this, because what's the fucking point? Curry needs help. He has no help offensively. His second best scorer on the team went 0-10 and possibly leaving next year. Hopefully, if he isn't, like I said, if he's expecting the max, good riddance. I will always love you. But bye. That's like the girlfriend who got a little foot out the door talking about, I wonder what this is like. But if you want me to stay, you're going to have to do duh. I need a trip to the Dominican Republic. I need you to pick some of these bills up. And, you know, you drive my kid to school every day. I'm not fucking doing it. I'm not doing it. You have to find another nigga. Bye. I love you, but I'm going to have to love you from afar. Leave. I'm going to have to get off this. I'm going to have to get off this. I can't, because I'll be on here for an hour. I can't do it. I'm going to get off of this. I'm going to get off of it. The other game last night. Whew, Lord. Lakers versus the Pelicans. It's the Pelicans. They kind of, It kind of reminded me a little bit of the Warriors. Because it was Zion. And then nothing really much else. We have some, now at towards the end, I'll give them credit. We have some role players start making their threes. Star players though. Brandon Ingram. McCollum. This is what I gotta say about McCollum. I understand what he has done over the last 7 games, 30 points a game. I understand what he did to get to the Pelicans to that point. I understand he's been playing well. I am not taking that out of consideration on why this happened, but CJ McCollum was actively, I was watching him actively ruining the whole game. He was actively destroying their chances of winning. Every single time he touched that damn ball, it was either a turnover, it was either a bad pass, it was either a missed shot, stupid shot, rush shot, whatever it was, he couldn't make anything. He could not make anything. I think the first bucket I saw was, this might not have been his first bucket. The first bucket I remember him making was in the fourth quarter with like 2 minutes left. He made that to tie the game. Didn't end up meaning anything because they lost, but he made that one. You have to take CJ McCollum out of that game. I understand what type of player he is. He's a 20 points per game type of player. Brandon Ingram is too, and you didn't play that nigga. At the end of that game, Brandon Ingram was on that bench. CJ McCollum needed to be on the bench with his, he should have been already in the dress. He should have went to the back to the locker room, dressed fully, took a shower, did everything, dressed, came back out in street clothes. Do not touch the court. You are horrible. Do not touch the court. If I see you touch the court, all out brawl. I beat him down. Do not touch the fucking court. That's how bad he was playing last night. It's one game. Next game, he could be back on his 30 points. He could do that. I hope he does. I like CJ McCollum. I think he is a good player. I like him. Obviously, none of us know him as a person. From interviews I've seen and things I've read, seems like a good dude. I wish nothing but the best for him. But if that was my, I don't care if that was my mother or father, sister or brother, niece or nephew. I don't care who that was. I don't care who it was. In that situation, I'm in the coach's ear. Get them the hell off of the court. What are we watching? He's not one of the players who can go 0 for 20 and stay on the court. He is not Kobe. I don't care what shots Kobe take. I don't care how many misses he has. He has to stay on the court no matter what. CJ McCollum is not that player. Take him off the court. He is the third best player on your team. Zion, Brandon Ingram, Dennis CJ. You bitch, Brandon Ingram, was he having a good game? Hell no, he was not. Was he having a worse game than CJ McCollum? Hell no, he was not. Why was he sitting on the bench at the end of the game? If you don't take CJ McCollum, little ass, and set him on that bench next to you and give him his clothes and tell him he's done for the night. I was rooting for y'all. Y'all not even my team. But I was rooting for you. And he was killing you. Alvarado, I believe that's his name, coming off the bench. He should have stayed on the court the whole game, electrifying. Electrifying. Didn't see him much in the first half, saw him in the second half. Electrifying. Playmaking. Down the stretch, his playmaking, his passes underneath. He made one fatal turnover. throwing it into the corner. They were on a roll. They were hot. He threw it to the corner to try to get a three on a fast break. D-Lo got it. I understand the thought process. He had a potential layup right there, too. He had a big on him, no. I understand. Split-second decision. Stuff happens. It's just one of them plays you live with. I can live with that mistake. I can live with that. But what CJ was giving me, I can't live with that. Alvarado playing, I'm talking about wonderful. Wonderful. Came off the bench. He was the only, to be honest, we had some people making some threes towards the end. But to be honest, Zion, Alvarado, only reasons they even came back to make that game close. Zion Williamson, that man was balling. He did not have any help. This man got 40 points just in the paint. If this man ever develop some type of pull-up mid-range, DeMar DeRozan type, a spot-up three, get you a spot-up three, and he can dribble already, get you a mid-range that's consistent. A mid-range that's consistent. You cannot be stopped. They knew you was going to the hole every time, and they could not do nothing with your big ass. LeBron took a charge, and both his feet went into the ground, went into the air. I ain't never seen that happen to LeBron in my life. He looked like a tank hit him. He won't be taking too many more of those, I tell you that. That was a one and done. He gonna get out the way next time. Zion, Alvarado, only reason they were even close to winning that game. The only reason. He came off the bench driving. Was he making any threes? No, he made a clutch three. He made a clutch three. When he needed to make it, he made it. He made a clutch three. Fourth quarter. Going on a run. He might have started the run. Get into the paint. Passing to the bigs underneath. Defense. D-Lo. From the time he inbound the ball all the way down the court. You need those dogs. That's a dog. I'm not saying CJ is not a dog. CJ is a dog. He. Woo. I'm about to say some crazy. It wasn't his game. It wasn't his day. Wasn't his day. And when you know it's not your day, even he should have been like, I know you shouldn't do this. You should always, and I wouldn't do this. I'm not going to act like I would do this either. When it's not your day, either might go tap coach on the shoulder. Hey, the boy balling, leave him in. I don't think I need to touch the court no more tonight. The only reason I say that is because usually, what stars do when you're not making your shot, some stars just keep shooting until you make, I understand, or try to get better shots. Like I said, Clay should have did, get to the rim, see the ball go in the hole, something like that. Or you do everything else great. Yo hustle, crazy. Defense, crazy. Rebounding, crazy. Playmaking opportunities, crazy. Make your team better somehow if you cannot put the ball in the go. If you cannot shoot right now, you can't do anything. If you can't do anything right now offensively, or at least shooting the ball offensively, we have to look for opportunities for some creating opportunities for our team. Let's see if we can get Zion a little layup. Let's see if we can get a little mid three, wide open three. We have to do something. They were killing me last night. And one more thing on this game. The Pelicans defense almost made me want to put my head through a TV last night. The next time I see Alvarado, I feel like I'm messing his name up. If I am, it is what it is. I apologize. You know who I'm talking about. Little miniature braids, sit under 6 feet, energy guy, always waiting behind people to steal it from. You know who I'm talking about. People who watch basketball know who I'm talking about. The next time I see him on LeBron or AD consistently, I will put my head through something. I have to do something to hurt myself because I can't live in a world where they allow this to happen. These coaches, these players. No picks were being set. Nothing was being forced. They were willingly putting this short 5'10", 5'11" point guard on a 6'8", 6'10" LeBron AD. Consistently. I'm not saying, oh, you know, switches happen. It happened one or two times. Consistently, I saw this little miniature man, not even up to LeBron's ass, guarding him. Little man got heart. Little man got heart. But, nigga, come on, man. Come on, man. Like, I mean, at some point, like, what are we doing? Are we actually trying to win the damn game? Like, what are we doing? If you don't fight, I would say, oh, you got to fight over that screen. No screens were being set. They were just switching. There was no screens being set. It was not forced. They could have easily not did it. What are we doing? And then when that happens, what happens? We have to bring an off-ball defender over there to help him. Now, sometimes did that create a turnover? Once or twice, yes. But majority of the time, it was a one-on-one with LeBron, a one-on-one with AD. When the help comes over, they pass it, they swing it, Reeves three, Reeves drive, kick it to somebody else. D'Lo, wide open. How many wide open D'Lo shots am I going to see? How many? If you watch the game, you know exactly what I'm talking about. D'Lo played great. LeBron played great. AD played well. Reeves played well. But they might get swept. The Lakers might get swept by the Nuggets. There's no way in hell that game I watched last night should have been close. That game should have been a 30-point blowout. 40 maybe. You could do whatever you wanted to do on defense. Every single time down the court, there was a possible mismatch. Almost every single time. And you were killing them with free throws. I believe you had like 14 more free throws than them. Killing them. Defense, that helps the defense. Defense always is harder to score on a set defense already sitting back there waiting on you. No fast break opportunities. It's harder. Pelican defense was complete and utter ass. And even though D'Lo had a good game, LeBron had a decent game, AD had a decent game, that should have been a ridiculous blowout. And you were going back and forth trading buckets, up to tied for the last 2 minutes. You should have been sitting and resting your starters for the fourth quarter. That's how bad the Pelicans' defense was. And they had no offense other than Zion until randomly 7 or 8 minutes left in the game. Lakers might get swept, maybe get one. LeBron and AD combination should be able to get you one. I know it's the Nuggets, but they should be able to get you one. So, my prediction for that, Nuggets versus Lakers. I have faith Lakers can get you one. I'm saying 4-1. I have a tingling feeling they might get swept, but I'm going to give them a little bit more credit than they maybe deserve. Lakers will get you one. They definitely sure as hell not beating the Nuggets. Come on. They can't do nothing with them niggas. Not gonna happen at all. We gonna finish off today with some women's basketball. I gotta Got some stuff to get on my chest about that too. All right, for the WNBA, obviously we had the draft a couple of days ago. Indiana Fever got Caitlin Clark. Obviously, she was going number one. I mean, obviously, should have been. She's maybe the best. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to disrespect the women who are already in WNBA. She's going to have to prove herself just like everybody else. I'll say she's one of the most famous women basketball players already. I think she is one of the best already as well, considering the WNBA players. It's a no-brainer. Don't really have to speak too much about that. We'll talk about some other stuff later. Cameron Brink, Stanford. Haven't seen her play. Not going to act like I did. Saw some highlights. Seems like a great player. Good pick for Los Angeles Sparks. Looks like she'll fit right in. Not about to give you some random take that, you know, I haven't seen the girl play. I understand who she is. I know who she is. I know what she's accomplished. NCAA championship. I understand what she has accomplished. I know she's a great player. Hope she does well. I will definitely be watching the WNBA this season. A lot of games. So I will get to know her a lot better. But I'm not about to give some half take about somebody I barely watched. So out of respect for her, that I don't want to do that. Camila Cardoso. Did see her. Dog. Straight dog. Out of South Carolina. Going to Chicago Sky. Her, Angela Reese. I don't know why I keep calling her Angela. My mom's name is Angela. Angel Reese. Her, Angel Reese, and Camila Cardoso, I'm telling you, this matchup is about to be, I'm telling you. That's like DeMarcus Cousins and AD in the back. They about to go to work. Two dogs, straight dogs. I'm watching all their games. Look out for Chicago Sky. They're going to be some straight dogs. How you get Cardoso and get Angel Reese? Hey, that's beyond me. That's beyond me. Angel Reese went 7th. Not bad. To be honest, I was kind of surprised. I was kind of surprised he fell to 7th. Maybe that's not even a fall. I didn't look at mock drafts, so maybe that's not even too much of a fall from where people projected her to go. I saw one that projected her to go 10th, so, I mean, maybe that's around the range she was going to go. Congratulations to her. Don't know how – I know Chicago was not the – I don't know if they made the playoffs or anything last year, but I know this year you probably can book a playoff appearance at minimum. With those two, get you a decent guard, get you a 3-and-D, a facilitator, a 3-and-D, and you got both of them in the back. Hey, defense definitely on lock. Those really the only picks I wanted to talk about. I was happy. A couple more people I was happy to see. Let's see. Kate Martin. I was surprised she failed. I haven't looked at her stats, but I watched her play. I'm just looking at just straight game. I've watched her play, especially during the NCAA tournament. A dog. And I don't know why she wasn't picked. She was picked 2nd round, 18 pick. She just came there to support Caitlin. She didn't even expect to get picked. She's a dog. I expect a lot from her. She's one of those. You just one of those glues on your team that just puts you over the top to win that championship. Just one of those people who will have a big moment in a championship game out of nowhere. Very consistent, always hustle, very determined. Every single time I watch her play, I see the passion and the love she has for the respect she has for the game. I enjoyed watching her. I did enjoy watching her. And also, Nika Mull, maybe butchering her name. Apologize if I am. played at UConn. I believe she's their all-time assist leader. Glad to see her go to Seattle Storm as well. She was my girlfriend's favorite player. She was mad he made it to the second round. Had to give shout-outs to her. One last thing I wanted to talk about. We have to get these WNBA players' salaries up. We have to get these salaries up. I believe Caitlin Clark has a four-year, $460,000+ deal. Angel Reese pretty much the same. We have to get these salaries up. I believe the first couple years, they're making like, I think the first year is starting off at $70,000+. Now, this isn't for all WNBA players, but I know specifically for Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, they're making hand over fist way more than that, just off the court, sponsorships. I understand they are not hurting for no money, but that is not all WNBA players. We have, I expect this to happen, especially with the influx of people who are going to start going to games, who's going to start watching games. Cause I'm tapped in WNBA time, and I know it's around the corner. They turn around quick. I'm going to games as well. I looked up tickets for Caitlin Clark game. I was trying to get courtside. Two bands plus. I'm going. I ain't getting courtside, but I'm going. You will have a new influx of people strictly based off from this draft class. You got Caitlin Clark. You got Angel Reese. You have Cardoso. You have people coming in here in the WNBA. You have who I just mentioned her a minute ago. She's very popular as well. Brink from Stanford. You have some people with some status that's, I think, is going to finally get the WNBA to not off the back, but get to that $10 million, maybe not a year, but four-year $10 million type deals, stuff like that. I understand even that is not where it should be, especially if you wanted to, like Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark should have got at least a $15 million deal. I mean, Angel, at least 10. Brink, at least 12, 13. These people should have, they should have gotten life-changing money. And hopefully what they do in the WNBA in this upcoming season and what's going to happen in the seasons after that, hopefully that gets that number higher and higher. I expect it will, like I said, because of the influx of new fans that's coming from the NCAA. You're getting NBA fans. You're getting men's basketball, men's college basketball fans, because nobody was watching them this season. Women's NCAA, all of it. You're getting those fans. I'm trying to see what Caitlin Clark is going to do in the WNBA. I'm trying to see Angel. I'm trying to see Brink. I'm trying to see Cardoso. I'm tapped in. I'm trying to see all their games. Now, back in the past, I know a lot of men, a lot of people in general, like, oh man, you know, women's basketball, I got to see somebody dunk over somebody. I'm going to tell you, especially NCAA, it was more exciting than some NBA games I've seen. Their NCAA games, women's NCAA games, were more exciting than some NBA games I saw. You can do all the dunks, alley-oops, all that. Understandable. All that included, I will take the NCAA games, especially I saw this season. I'm taking that over some NBA games. You sold me. I am a fan. I will be watching. I know there's some people like me as well. You're going to get an influx. I think you will keep them. And I think that number is going to get higher and higher, and it should, because you girls deserve it. You did this for, I can imagine what the minimum players are making. Caitlin Clark making 70 something thousand. a year to start off? I mean, what, or if that's the wrong number, what it, I know it's 70 to 100. Even 100 is not even comes close to her value that she brings to your team. Same goes with Angel, Brink, Cardoso. Same goes to all of these girls. I can only imagine what the minimum player is making. I didn't look it up. I can only imagine. I'm thinking you barely making, you maybe 50. That's pushing it. 40s. I know some girls probably making 40 and some change. We got to get that number up where the minimum player is making 100. That's what I want. At least, and even 100 is not enough, but 100 to start off with. I need that change. I hope that change comes fairly soon. And I'm very proud of the attention women's sports is starting to get. Women's track, Shakira Richardson, gonna be watching her. Obviously, women's basketball, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Brink, Cardoso, all these players we just talked about, gonna be watching them. We already have women's tennis. I'm glad they're getting the attention they deserve, and I hope the money comes along with that because they deserve it, and they deserve to be getting some of the money. They should be getting not the exact amount, but at least a fourth of what NBA players are getting. At least a fourth. Can we do a fourth? I think a fourth would be nice. But that's my opinion on it. That's all I got for you today. Like I said, check me out on everything on the Low Podcast, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, at On the Low Podcast. If you wanted my personal Instagram or you want my personal Twitter, _TheReal_Low. Tap in with me, ask me questions, follow me. I'm on Twitter, especially right now, going through a lot of sports stuff. Going through some Drake and Kendrick beef as well. Ain't really nothing to talk about with that because Kendrick ain't came back with nothing. So ain't nothing to really say because he ain't said nothing. But tap in with me. Follow me. Like, subscribe, do all that. Love you. I'm going to be back with you. Get on your knees. Pray. Thank God for everything he provided for you. I sure will. Love you. Peace.